Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going right now as you bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, as we weave our way through Thanksgiving here, what have you seen on the water?
I was still catching fish as of a few days ago, shore fishing. It looks like the lakes are going to probably lock up. Weather was showing 8 days, not breaking 32 degrees. So if we have a calm night below 20 degrees, I would anticipate the lake locking up, and it'll come fast.
Now, you mentioned the lake locking up. How quickly does, like, Beaver Dam Lake, will it lock up where it gets safe for the ice fishermen to get out there?
I would say several days in a row of cold nights, and you can put on several inches of ice. I'm not saying it's going to be safe, so definitely if you do try to venture out here in the next week, check the ice conditions as you go out, but it's looking favorable, definitely.
So what do you do to decide if the ice is good enough for you to go out and take a look? What are some things that you look for?
I take a spud bar with me. If it's three hits, well, usually you can get about an inch plus per hit, so then I'll chip out a hole, check it physically. I'll reach under the ice and actually get the thickness, and then go from there, but always checking with a spud bar before I even venture out with a sled or anything. And definitely you got to have the safety stuff, the ice picks, you know, all that stuff, but maybe a floatable suit if you have one. Otherwise, definitely keep, you know, be cautious and think safety before you just walk right out.
Now, when you were casting a couple of times, what were you catching?
Some nice walleyes. I was throwing them back up to 24 inches. But yeah, some real nice healthy fish. And I would think them, those same areas will be still holding fish here. They were here, literally a week ago. So as the winter progresses, then they'll move into the main lake more. But they were still up shallow in less than 3 feet of water. So catching some pike also. But yeah, I think it'll be should be a good year here and other lakes in the Madison chain too.
So how about in the woods? They've been hit and miss. Some people I've talked to said they've seen a lot of deer. Other people haven't seen any deer. What has your experience been, and what have you been hearing?
It's not seeing much really at all. The cameras though, the minute we're not there, they're going off, and them deer are smart, and they get older for a reason. And they know with all the extra activity of people out and about with UTVs and whatnot and extra foot traffic, they've been nocturnal, but this cold weather should get them moving, so we'll just see what happens.
Now, obviously, Best Dam Guiding Service, now people this weekend are thinking about the unique type of great gifts for Christmas and such, Pete. People are looking to book a trip, whether it be ice fishing or next summer. Can they do that with you, and what do they need to know?
Yep, I've actually been getting calls here with people seeing the weather. I've had several calls in the last couple of days, and I'm booking trips here winter into boat season, whenever you'd like. If you'd like a gift certificate, I have those available for Christmas gifts. You can call me at 608-609-2707. Or send me a message on Facebook through Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Before we let you go on this week's edition of the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Outdoors Report, if you did get a deer here in the gun deer season or during the archery season, you got to take your shot at some amazing prizes with the Daily Dodge Deer Hunters Contest. It's presented by Vortex Optics. Now, if you harvest a deer, submit a picture at dailydodge.com. Just click on the contest page, and the form is right there. You can do that through Sunday. Then December 5th through the 12th, fans will vote on their favorites. Prizes from Vortex Optics, Seed Extreme, and Beaver Dam Food Pride will be awarded to the top vote getter in each of the three categories. There's Best Gun, Best Archery, and Best Youth. For complete rules and details, visit the contest page at dailydodge.com. Again, it doesn't cost anything. If you shoot a deer, either with the bow or with the gun, head to dailydodge.com, click on the contest page, upload the photo, and you can win some great prizes thanks to Vortex Optics, Seed Extreme, and Beaver Dam Food Pride.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report as we roll through a Thanksgiving weekend as we bring in our head outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, now we're into the second week of deer camp. You got one relatively early. Is that the case?
Well, I got shot a little buck on Sunday, yeah. But, Wayne, I've been hunting since I was 13 years old, and I'm 58. And for the first time in my life, I never saw a deer opening day. Out bow hunting, I'd see a lot of deer all the time. Almost every trip, you'd see some deer. And I thought with rifle season coming, it would be a no-brainer to shoot some of these deer. There's a couple big ones in our woods. And my wife and I saw absolutely no deer opening day. And I was actually texting 21 different people opening day of deer hunting. And I wasn't alone. There was a lot of guys that saw one or two deer. I had like 10 friends that never saw a deer opening day. I mean, I don't know. Can't explain it. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But then when you drive by Leroy's Meat Locker here in Fox Lake, they're lined up 50 vehicles deep. So somebody's shooting them. But I don't know. Just in our neck of the woods, the neighbors never shot. I mean, we heard like 6 shots all day opening day, which is just crazy by us.
So are you a guy that when you hunt, do you just sit in a stand all day? Maybe you go in one, your wife goes in one, maybe 50 yards down the road or 20 feet from you, so you can just sit and chat and stare in each other's eyes all day?
That'd be nice. No, we have two-way radios. She sits in one woods, I sit in another, and there's a big like cornfield in between us. But, I sit all day unless it's pouring rain. I mean, I've sat in the snow, I've sat in the wind and the cold. I'm a sitter. I don't drive anymore. You know, and a lot of things, to be honest, we were talking about a deer drive seem to be a thing of the past. It seems like everybody just has these Eiffel Towers with TVs and heaters and microwaves now, and they just sit all day. But I sit in a tree stand, and it's okay.
Now, do you hunt on public land or private land?
I hunt on private land.
Because I talked to somebody who was deep into some public land, and they ended up with like a 12-pointer, and I was like, how did that deer make it all the way into you on public land? But sometimes they kind of sneak through the lines, don't they, and they go undetected?
Yeah, they, you know, on public land, they're used to people, you know, in and out, and they, you know, big deer don't get big for being stupid, and they usually have a pretty good hiding spot, you know, whether it's out in the middle of the marsh on a little high spot that, you know, you're going to walk in waist deep water just to get to them, or they're 2 miles back, and a lot of guys will walk 300 yards in and not 2 miles back, and they know that. And that's why a lot of deer, too, are nocturnal on public land. I mean, they only hunt, they only feed and run around at night, but...
Well, Rick, if people are out and about, maybe they're not seeing anything and they're out of the woods, but they're hunting in stores and such for stocking stuffers and Christmas gifts. Raw Bass Customs, which as we speak, you're painting as we speak. Tell us about Raw Bass Customs, which would be the perfect gift for anyone who's an outdoorsman, right?
Absolutely. Actually, yesterday a lady came in and bought 6 of my baits from Fishtails for Christmas presents. So the radio must be working. But yeah, you know, these Raw Bass Customs, custom painted crankbaits make the absolute perfect Christmas gift. And they're available at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle up in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee.
Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman, I appreciate the time. Hopefully you have a great Thanksgiving weekend and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, you too.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.